The Bajamoan, the telling of events, a series focusing on both the oral and written histories of the White Earth Reservation and Northern Minnesota regions, with an emphasis on Native American histories.
This is a Blackfeet story called Thunder's Pipe. It's a story for Seguin for spring. Powagan is our word for pipe out here. And this is from this book by Paul Goebel called The Woman Who Lived with the Wolves. This happened in the long, long, long ago times. I mean, Wanja, back then. A little distance from the village, the children were playing at pitching teepees. They stuck sticks for poles and used their blankets for lodge covers. With the children was an older girl. They were so engrossed, they were so busy, O-Domino-Wug, playing, that they never noticed that the sky was darkening with thunderclouds. But the girl looked up and she heard a rumble of distant thunder. "Thunder, take away your clouds," she said. "Go away, Maja, and I will marry you." And immediately the clouds parted and the sun shone. Later, Nagudge, when the children were still O-Domino-Wug at play, a tall man came to her. "Ambeoma, come with me," he told her. "I am Thunder, Benesiog. I am Thunder, Benesi. You promised to marry me." He was commanding and more good-looking than any other young man had ever been, and she let him wrap her in his blanket. Benesi, the thunder being, took her to the sky, Ishpeming, where they lived for a long time. But he felt sad because she often cried, she ma-wee, to be with her mother and father again. "I will take you back," he said. "I want you to give this sacred pipe, this powagan, to your father. Whenever in difficulties, he should ask for help, offering up smoke, and I will help. When he is old, he should give his pipe to his children and they to their children, because for as long as it is looked after, the people will be strong and happy." After many days had passed, there was another thunderstorm. When the sun appeared again, the girl, whom everybody thought was dead, appeared, it is said, walking across the camp circle, holding in front of her a large and beautifully decorated powagan, a pipe. Looking straight ahead, she walked to her parents' wigwam, their lodge. People crowded around to hear and see the pipe she had brought. That's a really old story. A Blackfeet story came from ancient times, which is why it is called the Long Time Pipe. And each springtime when the first thunder is heard, the keeper of the Long Time Pipe opens the bundle in which it is kept and offers prayers, asking for the blessings on the earth, the people, and the world. Miigwech miu.
Funding for this program has been made possible through a grant from the Legacy, Art, Culture, and Heritage Fund of Minnesota.